Alright, alright.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Bolly and Tony Fusco
yo,
Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Bolly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, you know, people think that because there was no show these past couple weeks that we were taking a break.
Nope.
No. Sports news never slows down, people. We were busy talking to our sources, getting the big scoops to break right here on the show, weren't we, Tony?
Yup, we were hitting all the message boards all over CompuServe. We were everywhere getting all the scoops on all the stories.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we got sources up the yin-yang, as you know.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a great segue, as they say in the biz,
yeah,
to our guest today. He's this guy who, you know, some people consider a major person in the sports media journalism field, if you can even imagine that such a thing exists. Anyway, he's a writer for the sports business journal, John Orand, who has made a name for himself by breaking news stories. But, you know, he doesn't. Wait till you people hear the stories that we're going to break on the show. You know, in fact, Orand, he's probably sitting right now waiting for his guest appearance, thinking he's going to break big news. We're going to beat him to the punch, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, we're going to break more news in the next 5 minutes than he has in his whole career.
Yeah, in fact, let's not even delay, Tony, because, you know, we've kept our audience waiting. They want to know what this is. So here we go, a segment on the show we haven't done in a long time, Tony. It's called Breaking News.
Breaking News.
By now, you probably heard NBC has signed Drew Brees to be their football analyst. But what you probably don't know is the reason why this happened. The latest sports media research has shown that's what viewers want. They don't want a talent with personality. No, they want a guy who's boring and has no personality so they don't detract from the game.
Yeah, which makes total sense because these other guys, like Tony Romo, they're just blabbing on too much. You want a guy, you don't even know he's in the booth, he's so quiet.
Yup, and our sources tell us that Fox is now jumping on this trend too. They're in deep talks with Joe Flacco, trying to convince him to retire. In fact, he did a screen test in the offseason. He said only 3 words, and they were barely audible. And he is the leading candidate.
As they say, gravity is the soul of wit.
Well said, Tony. All right, more breaking news.
Breaking news.
LeBron, AD, and Durant. Everybody thinks they're injured, right? Nope. We got a source on one of our message boards. He runs an Airbnb part-time in Modesto. He says he saw the three guys there hanging out, walking around on their 2 feet. This is all a hoax, people, just so they can get out of playing in the regular season.
You know, people are just catching on to message boards now. You know, I hear people say, oh, did you see what they said on Reddit? But not us, Paulie. We've been on message boards since day one of CompuServe back in 1993.
Yup. Ahead of the game, as always.
Breaking news.
All right, so the Masters Golf Tournament just had its lowest rating in 28 years. In fact, it's so bad, our sources tell us that CBS is considering pulling the plug on the Masters and replacing it with reruns of Designing Women.
The great Delta Burke. What a show.
Now, obviously, the reason is Tiger Woods is out, and, you know, that's causing the drop in the ratings. But our sources tell us PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan has a big solution. He's going to hobble every player on the tour, just go out and break their leg, so he can even the playing field, and therefore Tiger can compete again.
Bold initiative. This is what you call handicapping the field, because now every player's got the same handicap.
There you go, people. Big breaking news on the show. And look who's jumping on the line here. Little late to the game.
Yep.
Probably a little jealous because we just beat him to the punch.
Yep.
But let's bring him on. Let's get our guest on here. We're going to bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. This guy, we'll give him this. He has established himself as one of the most trusted writers in sports media journalism. You know, breaks a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Not as big as the ones we break, but, you know, bless his heart, he tries. Anyway, he's in his 15th year as a media reporter for the sports business journal, John Orand. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paulie. Good to be here, man.
Yeah.
Before we get into big breaking news that we broke on the show already, let's just talk about you for a sec. You know, you seem to think, you know, you're hot stuff because you got something of an inside thing going. You got all these sources. Now, you know, we get our info because we're famous big time.
Yep.
You know, people want to talk to us. Why do people want to talk to you? I mean, how much are you slipping them? Is it a hundo, two hundo? Tell us.
There's no money. That's called pay for play in the business. And we don't do that. We just... You know, we try to establish relationships with people, try to get them to trust us, and then we run with it.
All right. Well, you know, maybe you should consider it, you know.
Yeah.
Just there was a helpful suggestion for you.
Yeah.
You know,
can I ask you a quick question? Do you pay for your scoops?
First of all, do you understand how an interview works? We ask the questions, but no. People come up to us, they say, hey, we know you got an audience of millions.
Yeah.
Please. Broadcast this to everybody for us. That's what they do. Maybe. Are you jealous? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not jealous. I thought that was interesting that was your first question. So I thought maybe that's something that you did. That's all.
No, we have what's called integrity,
yeah.
But please.
And also, you're a writer. We're the hosts. Allow us to show you how an interview is structured. Now, hold on. About that. You work for this sports business journal? I mean, I guess that's a pretty narrow audience you're targeting with that over there. My guess is your subscribers are Dick Ebersol and that's it. True?
Dick Ebersol is a subscriber, in fact.
See,
yes,
there you go.
That's true. But, you know, we have subscribers. It's the owner of sports teams. It's the heads of networks. You know, I think the guys producing your podcast probably subscribe. They should if they don't.
Leave anyway. Producer Jay. He subscribes to Highlights Magazine. But I digress. You know, don't you want to be working for a more reputable publication that everyone reads, that has high readership, like the USA Today?
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? I know I'm not supposed to ask questions.
What is going on here? What?
Well, my PR department said I was going to talk about NFL rights.
Wish we did that. What we're going to talk about is the story that you kind of, let's just say, had a big swing and a miss with recently. Come on. You predicted Sinclair's RSNs, which are the regional sports network, to the lay people out there. You said they'd reach a deal with the satellite and cable providers by MLB opening day. I check my TV. I don't see any Sinclair RSNs on there. Tony, do you?
Nope, not one.
Don't you think you should take this opportunity to apologize to your readership out there?
The Baltimore-based Sinclair, I will tell you one thing. If you live in a Comcast market, and I think you do, you get Sinclair RSNs. They have a deal with Comcast. They do have a deal with the cable company. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, my antenna's been acting weird lately when I might have to put some... aluminum on it.
Yeah, sorry if I don't subscribe to your cable provider or your poor journalism. I don't know what you're talking about there. All right, look, we'll get to more important stories. You want to talk NFL media? Okay, this is what we're going to talk about. One of the big stories we just broke on the show. After NBC signed Drew Brees, Fox realized what's hot in sports media are boring quarterbacks with no personality. So our sources say that Fox is reaching out to Joe Flacco to convince him to retire. What are your thoughts on Flacco potentially replacing Troy Aikman as Fox's lead color guy?
I think Flacco would be an elite analyst.
And why? Please?
He's elite. He's just elite. He's been elite his entire career.
Oh, this guy. Do you watch football, John?
A Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Football? Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Not that long. No, you don't think he was an elite quarterback.
Oh,
are we getting into his Joe Flacco elite? Please, I believe the audience has had enough of that conversation. Is that where you're going with this? You know,
no,
you'd think a reputable journalist like you.
He's an elite quarterback. I said that he was an elite analyst.
Oh, well, is that your phone? Whose phone is going off?
Is that Joe Flacco calling right now?
Yeah.
He hears
That's
him.
Eric Shanks at Fox wondering if he should sign Flacco. I say, yeah, why not?
Oh, see? All right. Well, we beat you to the story on that one, so I'm glad to see you jumping on board. You know, another major story we just broke. Look, excuse me. Maybe writers, when they write, they can have noises going off, but this is a podcast.
Sorry, that was Colin Coward.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
We don't talk about him.
We don't talk about him on this show.
Yeah, please. Look, the more important people, LeBron, AD, and Kevin Durant, we just revealed on the show, they weren't injured at all. In fact, they were hanging out at an Airbnb in Modesto so they wouldn't have to waste their time in the regular season. You didn't break the story, but here you go. Your thoughts on this stunning development.
I haven't heard that. If it's true, it would be a stunning development. I take my hat off to you guys. But I don't think it's true.
Look, he's jealous, Tony.
Yeah. What makes you think you know more than Wade, though?
I wouldn't say I'm jealous. I'm just saying that, like, LeBron has been on the road with the Lakers. I haven't seen that. I don't know. I don't know how that could possibly be.
How do you know that's LeBron?
You know about body doubles? You know, we're on the message boards. We've seen the pictures. Not the same LeBron. The hairline's different.
Is this an act? Are you guys? These are the two worst Baltimore accents I have ever
Baltimore,
heard.
Baltimore, it's Philly.
Are you questioning? You didn't where even we're
do
from?
This guy doesn't even do his research before he goes on a show.
We're from
and you
want to
be a trusted journalist? Oh, John Oren. I mean, your career. This might end your career tonight. Look, we'll give you one chance to pull it out here. This is a big breaking news story here. This is a big story. All right, you know. We saw you tweeted about the low ratings and the Masters, you know, 28-year low. Now, we hear the PGA Tour, our sources tell us, are doing something drastic. In an effort to bring Tiger back to the tour, PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan is planning to he's planning to hobble all the other players.
Oh,
so
no.
It's a level playing field again and Tiger can compete. Your thoughts as a media analyst on this bold strategy?
I think if he were to hobble the golfers and put that on pay-per-view, it would be one of the biggest pay-per-view events in the history of pay-per-view. How would he cripple them? Would it be with golf clubs or would it be a bat?
Yeah, now you're talking.
All good questions, but you know, let's not distract from what we're trying to tell you here.
Yep.
Look, let me just tell you something. We just showed you how it's done in this business, how you break stories. And we broke some big ones. Now we're going to give you a chance. Go ahead. Break what you'd consider is a big story right here on the show. Go ahead.
Okay, you want a big story to break?
Please, go.
My belief is that ESPN is going to renew Sunday Night Baseball. And they're going to pay less per year than they pay currently in order to show Sunday Night Baseball, which is a big deal in the media sports rights marketplace.
What?
Did you think that was a big story? I mean, we're trying to reach a national audience here, and that's what you go with? A Sunday Night Baseball deal?
Bryce Harper is about to get richer. I thought that would be interesting.
Oh, all right. Now you're getting there. Now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll help you. We'll help you. This is how you make news. We'll teach you something here in the business. A few weeks ago, we had Jason Whitlock on. He called Clay Travis a word that we don't like to use because out of respect for females. But you have rivals in this business, you know, Jim Miller, other people. Is there a body part that you would like to call him right now? Go ahead. Make news.
Let's see. Who would I want to call out? You know what? I hate Colin Coward. I hate him.
Wow. Now you're talking.
And why?
He's a jerk.
You know, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We don't disagree at all.
In fact, I kind of like this John Oren that's coming out here. Is there anyone else you want to go after? Go off the top rope. Come on.
It's the Philly that's coming out in me.
Keep going. Come on. Give us one more. One more.
All right. How about, I'm trying to think of who's on Fox's afternoon daytime. I can't think of one person that's on their daytime show.
Wow.
That was one. I thought that was a good one. That was a kind of a sly one. I slid under the rug there.
Oh.
That was on like Mark Silverman and Eric Shanks, you know.
You want to go after them? You want to say something?
I'll tell you, Charlie Dixon. How about him?
Yeah. What do you want to say about him?
His shows stink.
Wow.
I got to say, you know, normally we, at this point of the show, we throw the guest off the show, Tony.
You can't throw me off.
But I'm actually kind of impressed by where this...
We like you.
Where this John Oren is going. So
John Angrand. Very angry.
Wow. You got me angry. How did that work? I think it's a Philly. You got the Philly in me. I'm ready to go.
This guy is intense. So, you know, this is a first for us on this show, Mr. Oren. I'm not going to kick you off the show. We're not going to do that, Tony. Nope. In fact, we're going to say, good job to you. It seems like we taught you something. You now understand how sports media works.
Eat that, Whitlock. Eat that. I love it.
Oh, look at this. Anything else?
Hey, can I say one last thing? I don't mean to interrupt, but you started this whole thing off asking how I got stories. Look, you are two jerks. Oh. And I got you. I got you warming up to me. Look at that. You see how easy that is? You are so. I could get stories out of the two of you.
Yes, screw you. You know, yeah. We're going to do a switcheroo on you. Because guess what? Guess what, John? You belong in the John because you're off the show. Go away, Boran. You're off the show.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay. Ugh. And this guy, we were nice to him.
You know, I got to say, though, I was really warming up to this Oren guy, and then he went and blew it. Yeah.
Our end? More like his end when he crosses us like that.
Well said, Tony.
Thank you.
You know, but obviously we can't let that get to us because, you know, we got big sponsors lined up as we always do at this point in the show. And this time we're going to do an ad for a company we've mentioned in the show earlier. One of the great new names in the area of travel and hospitality, Airbnb. Do you like the idea of staying in a stranger's house? Do you have fantasies about waking up somewhere and not knowing where you are? Well, then you're going to love Airbnb. At Airbnb, you get to stay in some rando's house, and it works out just fine. In fact, Tony, tell them about the experience that someone you know had with Airbnb recently.
Yeah. My Aunt Marie and her partner Nunzio recently converted their one-bedroom apartment into an Airbnb. They let people stay there when they go out of town. Then, the other day, she told me she had a guest book for the weekend. And I said, Marie, I didn't know you were going out of town. And then she said, I'm not. Then I said, wait, where are you going to sleep? And then she winked at me. And then Nunzio winked at me. And that's when I realized they weren't running an Airbnb at all. They were running a brothel and fucking all the guests.
What a wonderful story. And such a true testament, maybe not to Airbnb, but to the general concept of having people stay in your homes when they're strangers. All right, well, you know, that wraps up our advertisement. And hey, that wraps a terrific show.
Wait, hold on.
It's our producer, Jay. You know, luckily we got a couple weeks off from you. What?
A couple corrections.
What?
Tony, you said gravity is the soul of wit.
Yep.
It's actually brevity is the soul of wit. It's from Hamlet. You know, Shakespeare. I guess you skipped that day in English class.
Oh.
Yeah? Well, English must be your second language because dumb fuck is your first.
Yeah. You're going to skip the rest of your days after we murder you.
Yeah, no more. We're done.
No. Second one. Tony, you said CompuServe started in 1993. It actually was founded 24 years before that in 1969. Nowhere close to 1993.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to CompuServe you an eviction notice.
Yeah. I'm going to send a Terminator back to 1993 to kill you so you don't produce this show.
Fine, but both
no
of
more.
You, last one. You said the Sports Business Journal has one reader. It actually has hundreds of thousands of readers, both in digital and print form. It is a widely read, reputable publication.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a pubication. Sounds like you're still going through puberty right now.
Yeah, And I can't wait for you to grow into an adult so I could punch you in the face without going to jail.
Yeah, enough of these corrections.
Guys,
yeah.
We have to have some integrity on this show.
No, what we need are resumes in our inbox so we can hire a new producer.
Yeah, we need applications.
Yeah. People, send your resumes, paulieandtonyfuscoshow@gmail.com. By the way, we got more breaking news here, Tony, right at the end of the show.
Let them know.
Look at this. Confirmed for next week, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles.
Yeah,
can't wait for that
finally.
One. Can't wait. Anyway, in the meantime, hey, don't forget to subscribe, rate and review the show. Tell us how great we are. Follow us on the Fusco Show on Twitter and Instagram there. And hey, Tony. Great show as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you next week, people. Bye.
See ya.